Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Love Kinsey podcast. It has been a while, and I'm not gonna lie, I've kind of been putting off this solo episode. I don't know why, but you know, things happen, and we are going to get into all of the things today. So I haven't done a solo in a while. I did the relaunch solo about a month or two ago, but it's been a while since I've done like a sit down chat, like what's going on in my head kind of video. So that's what this is going to be. And I'm going to start with what I am grateful for. I know this was a big thing last year when I was doing this podcast, and I really want to bring it back because I think gratitude is so incredibly important. And the two things that I keep coming back to that I'm just so, so grateful for is job consistency, which we are going to dive more and more into this in just my life update. But a huge new thing for me is having just consistent work, because that's always been a pain point for me of being like in this in-between stage of wanting to do full-time styling, not fully getting the opportunities that I necessarily want to get maybe, or even if I do, it's not consistent. And a lot of that did have to do with pandemic, I will say. So it wasn't fully in my control, but I'm very hard on myself. And I blame myself for a lot of it, even though it's not my fault that we were in a pandemic and that the entertainment industry was shut down. But that, you know, it is what it is. And I'm just very grateful that it is back now in pretty full force. And I've been able to do things like award season that I haven't really been able to do. And I've been a part of award seasons in the past, but this year I felt like I was really in on the creative process, which was just such a huge blessing for me. And I am just truly so thankful of how God just continues to open up jobs that I not necessarily would even go after for me. And he just shows over and over again that he does know better. And that when I do offer these things up, he is going to be faithful to actually deliver. So I am just feeling very grateful for that. And the second thing, I guess, kind of on that note of just job consistency, also comes with this idea of, I guess, balance. And I don't really want to even like say that, because that's a huge part of this episode that I am going to dive deeper into it, but it's true of it just comes with the territory of having a full-time job. And it's that the season is going to look different. Friends are going to look different. Priorities are going to look different, all of those things. And that's been a big part. And I'm just feeling very grateful on that end for loyal friends who have been there for me even through weeks that I really don't have time. And it's like redefining what friendship really is, that even if we can't be physically there for each other, we can be emotionally there for each other through voice messages, through calls, through all of it. And I have just been so grateful for that. And I guess it's twofold, because in that sense, I'm grateful for technology that we're able to have voice memos and FaceTimes and calls and all of those important things that make friendship feel alive, even when it can so easily be distant with schedules and with all of that. So I'm just grateful that friends have been there when I feel like I can't necessarily be there. And a lot of times that's hard for me because I am such a people person. I love quality time. It's my top love language. And so when I can't have that, I'm hard on myself. I don't feel like myself. And I just like really, really struggle. So I'm grateful for friends who have been understanding on shifting schedules, on changing schedules, and all of that good stuff. So we are just going to get right into this episode. And I mean, I feel like I kind of previewed it already, and you can kind of see where it's going to be headed with this whole balance thing, with new schedule territory, all of that. And I think too, it's good to address, like, on that note of podcasting, where have I been? Because I feel like I started so strong with new artwork and with having consistent recordings. And then all of a sudden it just seemed like maybe it slowed down, which it did. And I don't even know if anybody else noticed really, but obviously with me being harder on myself, I have. And in the search for balance of, okay, like, what are my priorities? What do I want to be focusing on? Where do I want to be headed? All of that, like, what's actually important to me? I can be so hard on myself and picture, I guess, me almost juggling all of these things in my own strength. And when I think of balance, I almost get this analysis paralysis, which I've talked about in way earlier episodes, that I am such a victim of it. And I don't even want to say victim because I do bring it on myself. So really, I'm not a victim of it. But I do just suffer from this feeling of analysis paralysis, of being so overwhelmed with trying to balance all of the things of a new work schedule, of friends, of podcasting, of doing school, because I am still in Hillsong College. If you don't know, I'm doing it part-time. I'm doing 3 classes online, but still I have to dedicate time to that. And it's not always easy. So balancing all of that, plus, you know, wanting to serve at church, leading a sisterhood group, all of the things, it can seem so overwhelming. And for me, when I go into that stage of overwhelmment, I shut down. Like, that is where that analysis paralysis comes in, because even just thinking about balance, I want to shut down. And it's really, really hard for me to come back from that and to realize, okay, balance isn't actually up to me at the end of the day. And maybe why I'm so tired and why I'm so burnt out is because I'm trying to do it in my own strength, because I'm not asking for help. I'm not going to God for it. And I'm thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. And in thinking about it, I turn to distractions such as Instagram, such as just scrolling on TikTok or checking my emails constantly, or just trying to do. And in the process of like trying to do and trying to obsessively plan, I actually get nothing done. I don't know if anybody can relate to that, but that is definitely a huge me thing. I will spend more time planning, especially when I'm overwhelmed, I'll spend more time planning than actually doing the thing. Like, planning for me sometimes can take more time than if I were to just complete the task at hand. And a lot of it has to do with me, you know, not wanting to complete the task or being a perfectionist and thinking I'm not going to do it well. Hello podcast. Like I have, you know, been trying to troubleshoot recording of how I can bring the best content at the best quality, at the best budget, all of the things, and me trying to do it perfectly on my own, not having all the answers, it leads me to shut down, to just spend more time planning instead of realizing that it's better just to start. And so it's this constant tension. And lately I've been going a lot back to Psalm 127, which has been just a huge keystone scripture for me in this season. And I'm going to read it on my phone first because my Bible is the Message, but I do want to read it in the Message translation because it's incredible. But in the NIV, Psalm 127 verses 1 through 2 say, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves." And then in the Message translation, it says, "If God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. If God doesn't guard the city, the night watchman might as well nap. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know he enjoys giving rest to those he loves?" And this seriously has brought me so much peace during these past weeks and been so incredibly convicting to me because I realized why I'm so tired. It's because I'm not allowing God to give me rest. He's trying to take some of the weight off of me to help me balance, to make me realize I don't have to do it on my own. And I keep pushing that invitation away and I keep trying to do it on my own still and being like, oh, I need to do this though. I need to do this. I need to research these people to reach out to. And I just keep adding to my to-do list to honestly procrastinate maybe some of the more pressing things that I should be doing. And those things can even be spending time with him or working on school or podcasting. But instead, I'll be like looking up emails or looking up different brands to reach out to or whatever it might be, or researching podcast stuff, whatever. But for me, I've just piled on the distractions in trying to build this life for myself when God has never asked me to actually do that. And in the process, I'm ignoring what he's actually called me to in the season. And I realized with that, that I'm called to be consistent. I'm not called to be perfect. And that includes this podcast, that includes school, styling, fellowship, all of that. Like, none of it has to be absolutely perfect. What God actually looks at is the consistency of our heart, our action, and if we're doing what he called us to do. And he doesn't look at how well we did it, how perfect we did it, because if it was perfect, we actually wouldn't need him. And it defeats the process. And I think it's so key to remember that if God said go, he said go now. He didn't say wait until you have got your life together to start this. If he gave you the green light, it's because he wants you to start the way that you are, as you are now. He doesn't want you to wait to become something that you aren't. If we were supposed to wait, he wouldn't have said go in the first place. And I think that's where we get stuck. We start sitting at a green light and looking at it as if it's a red light. And God's saying, no, no, the light has already changed. I just want you to put your foot to the gas pedal and start going. It doesn't have to be like huge leaps. It can just be one small step. But one small step of obedience to God is a huge leap of faith. And he honors that. And that's just been something that I've been trying to remind myself. And I think it really clicked even today of realizing that consistency is where I'm called, not perfection. I was reading Judges 4 through 5 today in my daily Bible reading. I've been going through the Bible in a year plan. It's like the 1 year Bible. And so it already breaks it up for you. So today's reading was Judges 4 through 5 for the Old Testament portion. And in that, it's all about Deborah. And personally, I don't know if I've read the in-depth story of Deborah. And so I pulled out this, I guess you could call it a commentary book or just a Bible study book. It's all about women in the Bible. I'm like looking at it over here. It is, it's called The Women of the Bible Speak. I'm like looking at the title. But it's so good, and it breaks up key women in the Bible, and she gives her own commentaries on it and questions to ask, and I personally love it. And so I pulled it out and looked through the chapter of Deborah to just get more, you know, info, to just dive deeper into this story that I haven't really read before. And in that, I came away with just key observations as Deborah, as a leader and as a godly leader. I mean, she's in the Bible. For one, she's, I would say, one of the few women in the Bible who is just blatantly described as a leader. I mean, she's in the Old Testament. She is a judge, all of Israel, and all of the Israelites respect her. They go to her. And I think that's such a powerful image, us as women, to see that God does appoint women leaders. And it's also amazing to see how strong, how brave she is. And she's still described as the mother of Israel, but it's this different image that we might think of when we hear the word mother. And personally, I think of, you know, tenderness and softness, maybe, in motherhood. But Deborah was honestly quite the opposite. She was strong. She was fierce. She was brave. She took risk, all of these. And just reading through her story, I think we can learn so much about what leadership looks like. And, you know, whether you're leading yourself, a family, whether you're leading a group at church, whether you're leading in your business, whatever it might be. But for me, I was reading through this and I saw that in Deborah's life, she knew her authority and she knew the role that God gave her. She was fully confident in it, and she didn't allow her position to scare her, but she acknowledges that, okay, I'm in this role. I've been given this authority. So therefore, I'm going to speak with authority. I'm going to act in confidence, and I'm not going to second guess myself. I'm not going to second guess my nature. And on that note as well, she wasn't hesitant. So she didn't second guess who she was, for one. She didn't second guess her identity, but she also didn't second guess the calling that God gave to her. God said, go. She wasn't like, okay, how, when, why? She was like, no, I'm going to go. And she also used that in the authority when she gave other people direction as well. We see that she says, go. God called you to go. So isn't he already ahead of you? And I'm not going to read the specific scriptures, but highly encourage you to go and read it for yourself as well, because I think whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, like, you can learn so much just from leadership from Deborah, and especially in how she views herself, how she views others, and how she views just the role. She wasn't passive or reluctant, but she was quick to act. She didn't spend so much time just laboring over planning, but when God gave her the go-ahead, she was like, I'm going to do it now because God has called me as I am, not as I should be. And I think that's so important to grasp in my own life. And the third thing that I really took away is that she didn't labor in vain. And I mentioned this a little bit before of not laboring over the planning process, but she didn't labor over all the details because it goes back to knowing her role. She knew that God had appointed her, that she was his hands and feet, that she wasn't appointed to know every single detail. She was appointed by what God gave her, and she was okay with that. And personally, that's such a struggle for me because it's like, okay, God, you called me to this position as a stylist. You called me to and positioned me as a leader of sisterhood. You've called me to even lead this podcast. And for me, I can get so tied down with the details. And again, like I think sometimes if I'm being super, super transparent, it can actually be boiled down to me getting my role confused with God's, of thinking I have to know the answers, that I have to know all the details when God's just appointed me as I am. And I have to trust that the information that I've already been given is enough. And as time moves on, as time progresses, as my position changes, God will then uncover more details and he'll disclose more information, more of what I need to know. But it comes with timing and trusting that his timing is perfect and knowing that, okay, the role that I'm in now is enough and he's appointed me as I am, not as I should be. And it's just, it's a constant, constant reminder of just, I think, being humble before God, being humble before others, and knowing that God knows what he's doing at the end of the day, that if he's called us to it, he's equipped us for it. And that's kind of where I am. In that roundabout way of just what I've been learning and what I've been studying, that is where I am, is at this time figuring out, okay, what's my role, accepting it, accepting the authority that might come with it, or in some instances, maybe the lack of, accepting it, acknowledging it, presenting it before God, trusting him with the details, and knowing balance isn't up to me. I can be faithful with the little that I've been given each day, taking one step at a time and choosing to be consistent, choosing to be disciplined, and to just take steps of faith each and every day. And that is truthfully where I am, is learning to just be consistent. It's been such a struggle in the last weeks because just as I read 127, how it talks about it's useless to rise early and go to bed late, that is exactly where I've been at. I have been going to bed so incredibly late, waking up early for no reason, literally no reason. I will be scrolling on my phone till like midnight or reading or whatever it is, literally sitting. I could be sitting, wasting time. And it's just not me. It's not who I want to be. And I think that we can all have those seasons, but I think it's what we do and what we realize in those seasons that's so important. And for me, what I realized is that I need to let go of some control and focus not so much on building the house as so much to taking one brick at a time and being consistent with that and not trying to get this giant end result at the foundation. And right now, I have just come to that point where I need to kind of lay it down, choose to be consistent where I am, not consistent in, you know, where I should be, because I can't do it all. And that's okay, because God hasn't called us to do it all. He's really called us to what he's called us to. And I don't know, something that I was actually thinking about today is, what has God given you a green light to that you have allowed yourself to be distracted from? And I think that's something that we can all really ponder and think about is, okay, what have I actually been putting off? What have I been hesitant to do that God has already called me to, that God's already given me the green light to? He's already said go, but maybe I've said no. What do you need to say yes to today? So with that, I'm going to leave it there. And I hope that this has encouraged you somehow. And maybe even if it's that, you know that you're not alone, that we all go through inconsistencies, that we all go through these struggles of feeling out of balance. So know that I'm right there with you. There's more episodes to come. And I'm just excited for this new season and to be doing this together. And yeah, so as always, follow me on Instagram at the Love Kinsey Podcast to stay updated on anything. Leave a review on Apple and just be sure to stay tuned here. So